I might forget. So the way we lined up, it was good for you. For me, it was okay for me to be on your left.
It's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we put my amp in front of your keyboard.
Yeah.
Okay. And your amp was to the left.
Just next to it, yeah.
And then I could put my stand and my board right there. Okay.
Yeah.
I
think it worked pretty good.
It did. And we always were checking, hey, new song. First of all, take our time between songs.
And we did tonight. Because we were like actually trying to decide because we were changing it up.
Yeah.
But if we had the set and we were going to play through the set, we still have to do what you said. We wasted a little time figuring
bantering,
out what to sing.
And
bantering, which is fine. But normally, like the couple of times we've played ourselves out of a set before before we had the time, and then we're getting way more conscious of that than we used to.
Play the songs at not graybeard speed,
breakneck pace.
Yeah.
Right, we're doing pretty good there. There was one or two times today I got a little ahead of you, and I was like, "Oops, stop! You know, slow down."
Sorry.
Let's
see, and we always check the sound level before, you'll like do something, and I'll do something.
And it's funny because like. We'll do it, and then when you actually play and I play, it doesn't sound as a break. You know, there was only the one time it was a little loud, but the rest of it is like, is that? It's almost like we should put it maybe a little louder than we're comfortable. Because when you're playing,
yeah,
it's different than just a strum, maybe.
Yeah,
I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it always seems like it drowns a little bit, and
I'd rather go that way where you then adjust up
and adjust
a little
up.
Bit.
Okay, that's fine.
Because
I don't have a problem with that.
It's harder. I found it's harder when we're playing loud for us to lower things.
Yeah, it's a little
rough.
I
don't know why, but it is.
Well, because you could overcompensate and then it drops out or whatever. And one thing I have to remember, which is not a big deal, I forgot it this time after one song. I think it was Summer of 69. I moved the microphone away from my face because you were singing and I was doing the backups.
Yeah.
I forgot to pull it back over, and she said during Turn the Page, she was like, she was like louder. So my level's all the way up. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And once I pulled it over, she was like, yeah. And I heard the difference in the end.
Yeah. So remembering to adjust the microphone from your headset.
Yeah.
For backups and
versus
then back
leads.
To leads. Okay,
same as, and I got to remember, and we talked about that for Greybeard too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And our goal now is to add, I'd say 50% more peppy stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes. We probably need. I don't think it would hurt for us to add like another 20 songs.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah.
And figure out what those are. I mean, a lot of the stuff that those folks are requesting, I'm like,
two people aren't gonna be able. To
we're not
play
gonna be
that.
Able to do those. But they still have to be peppy songs that people know.
Yeah.
They.
Be good peppy. If we could do more current stuff too, like 2000s or over.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
And I think we had a couple that we put together.
Yeah.
It's not. We'll keep. We just got to keep looking at it.
They like the middle.
And that one dude was talking to me about the ones. Was it the Hootie and the Blowfish song? He said there's a local acoustic hookah that does it. He says, and he was all hepped up on it. So somebody else has done it, which is good. That means that we're, you know, and he's a 20 something maybe or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
surprisingly, the songs that we had, people recognized all of them.
Well, because
they didn't
most
recognize
them,
the title, but as soon as we start playing them,
right.
Even the Greg Kinn song.
Well, that's what I'm. Exactly. And here's the thing: I think we still need to get more modern.
Yes.
But at least because some of those, we did that on purpose with Greybeard. They're recognizable covers, right? Long Cool Woman's a recognizable song, even if you're young. So. But I think we need to keep those, all of the ones that we've been doing,
yeah.
and add more. And then we'll just pepper them in. And, like, if you have a couple of older folks in the crowd, hey, let's do, you know, like a Rolling Stones. If we didn't plan on doing it, let's throw a Rolling Stones in there. And they'll be like, oh, hey, this is cool.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, those kind of things would be cool.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should?
No. From a debrief perspective, like I said, I think, you know, very, very few, little timing thing, but I think we did really, really good. I mean, it's...
One thing is, if I noticed last gig, and it was great that you did that, if I make a mistake, you just keep singing, and likewise... Like with, what was the song? Knocking on Heaven's Door. You missed the two oohs.
The two oohs, that's what it was.
If
I only
you
did
had
one.
Kept singing, like, the verse... My ooze would have been just like we do in Greybeard.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you're right.
And it would have been fine.
I didn't think about that.
It would have been fine. Nobody would have noticed.
It threw me off.
I mean, these folks were mostly stoned anyway. They didn't.
Yeah, they probably didn't even notice that we did
no,
still.
No.
But no, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's an example of where I should have just kept on going. Like, oops, you start something, commit to it, you're done.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I think that we those are the time in the seat, time in the saddle things that
make right. When we were here last time, we were like, well, this will come with more time behind the wheel, and look at it worked.
It's well, we were right. Well, this is because we're not dumb. Yeah. We know, well, not fully. But I think we know, you know, the things that, you know, you've been in a band for a few years, and me for whatever, year and a half, whatever it's been. It's like, you kind of know what works and doesn't.
Yeah.
We just need to think a little bit more feedback, or we need to just think a little bit, instead of saying, oh, hey, we could do this one. It's an easy one or whatever.
Yeah.
We were doing that. Wow. We don't need to do that now.
We needed to do that just to get songs together. Right. But we don't need to do that.
But when you go to Gervasi, like a fancier place, you want some peppier, newer songs that aren't like, you know, right. Yeah, I think that those would go over big, like that Rob Thomas song that, you know, Hold On For, that'll go over big at Gervasi, I think, because of the crowd.
Okay.
Maybe a few more country songs. I don't know. I mean, we have a few on the list. You know, you know,
they sang along to God Is Great,
they
Beer Is Good.
Sang along to all those. That's
and
what
they,
I mean.
You know,
because it's a good bar song.
It is.
Right.
It is.
You know, if people are out drinking beer, they're like, oh, it's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and in a lot of the other songs we have are just plain pretty, but not for here, you know.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we do a good job with Wicked Game and Yellow and all that shit, but it wouldn't have gone over big at all here. So. No, I'm good. I'm good, man. I just...